Broadcasting 5 miles off the coast of Holland from the motor vessel Mevo 2, this is the Sound of Europe on 186 meters, Radio North Sea International. The time on RNI is exactly 7:30, and we take you right now over to Studio 2 for a very, very special interview with Dorothy Squires by Ed Marino.
Well, the last time I met the young lady sitting right in front of me, unfortunately it ends up as one hell of an argument, but nevertheless, it's all forgotten. And I'd like to say hello and welcome once again to Radio North Sea to Miss Dorothy Squires. Hello, Dorothy.
Hello, Ed, and thank you for being such a forgiving person.
Oh, well, we could get a smile like that. I mean, what else can one do? Seriously, it was quite a trivial thing, and we were having a bit of an argument over
Yes, we were. We were actually having a bit of argument over a record, but I was in a mood from the business in general.
Yeah. I see it in the charts this week, and I want to talk about this in particular, that in one chart, your record's standing at number 29. Now, as far as I'm concerned, once again, it's a beautiful record, it's beautifully done, beautifully orchestrated, and it certainly deserves to be there. But in other charts, it's sort of number 44, and it's all over the place. Now, you know, why do you think this is?
Well, now, you said, now, this is why I am, if I don't speak to somebody, we've got to do something about this, Ed, and this is why I'm very glad of the opportunity. Now, there are three or four different charts, and each one of them compiled them differently, but basically, it all comes back to the one thing. These charts are bent.
Yes.
In other words, that's the modern expression. These
You're actually saying that the charts are fixed.
Of course they're fixed. They're definitely fixed.
Okay, let's just take you up on that point. Now, how many records this week, for instance, has Till sold? Oh, no, let's say it's been released now 5 weeks, so we discount the first two weeks.
It started selling 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
The chart
at
44. Now, may I say the chart, A chart, which is the record retailer, which is compiled by the British Market Research Bureau.
The British Market Research Bureau actually supply the charts to the BBC.
They also supply the record retailer and the record mirror.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether you know it, but the BBC pay £10,000 a year for these charts to be compiled, and it's public money.
No, I didn't know that.
It is.
£10,000 a year.
They pay £10,000, and on top of which, every record company contributes to that. I think they pay something like £750 a year for these charts.
Where does the British Market Research Bureau get their figures from?
Now, this is the mystery. Now, I came into the record retailer chart.
Yes.
To 44.
Yes.
Then I jumped last week to 13 places. Now, we've done, in 3 weeks, over 40,000 records.
Hang on, 1 second. 40,000 singles in 3 weeks is a tremendous number of singles.
It is.
Considering
right now,
the market nowadays, they're not selling quite so many.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider that a number one invariably sells hardly more than 100,000.
Well, for instance, there's a record in the charts now. I won't name you the group, but it's number 10. They were out 2 months ahead of me. I do know their figures. 90,000, and I've done over 40,000. So therefore, in three weeks,
yeah. And yet your record is still low in the charts.
Yes. Now, also, we trebled our figures, and in the market research bureau, the British Market Research Bureau, we've dropped 13 places and we've trebled our figures.
Now, this is what you were telling me before we actually came into the studio here, that this week your record has sold three times as many and yet it's dropped 13 places in the chart.
Yeah. And there's a record lying at 46 in the record retailer chart, which is the Market Research Bureau.
Yes.
I know their figures last week. They just did just over 2,000. They're lying two places behind me. Now, how on earth can you make that out?
Well, Dorothy, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. But this, to me, is a subject which really ought to be gone into. And I think, so because of that, we'll take a little bit extra time. I'm sure that most of the public listening into Radio Nordsee follow one chart or another. I wonder how much aware they are of how fluctuating these charts
well,
can
be. Well, you
know
something, Ed? I'm one of the lucky ones. I don't think I've got a beef about nothing, you know.
Can you give me a for instance on anyone else
for
has
instance,
sold a lot
yes,
of records
yes,
and not
for
made
instance,
the charts?
Now, in once in my life, now, I'm a great fan. I've loved Dusty Springfield's work. I really do. Now, Dusty and I entered the charts, and I was in Germany at the time. I was playing to the troops over there. And Dusty entered it at 46, and I came in at 48. Now, Dusty went to 44. I still stayed at 48. And then Dusty came out of the record charts that I was in, which is the record retail. Unfortunately, the BBC follow these charts. Now, I'm in the Market Research Bureau's charts for 12 weeks. And yet, Dusty, who is out of the charts, is number 25 for 4 weeks in the New Musical Express. And I called the managing editor about this.
That's Morris Kinn.
Morris Kinn.
Yes.
And I said, how do you compile your chart? He said, that's our business. I said, no. I said, it's my business.
I think, seriously, this is public business.
It is public business. Because why? Now, for instance, can you imagine the state of say, Eddie Kassner, the boss of President Records, David Dane, the managing director there, and Roger Bolton and Cyril Black, all having to handle this song. Now, I was the calm one yesterday, except I had all night to think about it. But can you imagine? Now, these men have been working. They have got a ballad singer in the chart, me, Till, with a great record. It's not only me. There's an overall scene about this record. There's Johnny Gray on sax. Nicky Welsh is a great arranger. The reduction. It's the whole record itself. And if it's given fair play, not if, despite the fair play, it's going to be a big record because the public are buying it in the thousands.
Yeah, let's just talk about the public again. One second. Now, you, as an artist, you depend on your income, your work,
and
the amount you sort of sell, and the position you maintain in the charts. So here, in fact, we have a situation where the public, 40,000 people, the public, have, within 3 weeks, bought your record, and yet you're still in the lower part of the charts.
You see,
this seems to be totally unfair.
But it's terribly unfair. I tell you what. But you see, unfortunately, they have made the charts the Bible of show business.
Yes.
And everything around it, these charts, you know, they govern our entire lives. Where we play, the amount of money we play. But, you know, I cannot stand anything that is so blatant as this. You know, I mean, to get into the charts today, it's virtually an impossibility. And then when you're there, selling in thousands to get something, louse it all up again. Do you know what I mean? Do you see how many people depend on this?
So the public are now looking at your record in the charts and saying, well, not that many people are interested because it's dropping off.
Yeah, but the main thing is, here's another thing. I'm in the national charts at number 29. Yes, for once in my life, was in the charts 12 weeks in the record beat sale and didn't show once in the national charts, NME, Record Mirror, or anything. You know, so how can you make it out? So don't tell me that these charts, they must be opened up. It must be exposed. As I said before, I'm very lucky, Ed. You know, so much so I got up this morning, I thought, what are we making records for?
Yes.
You know.
Dorothy, is there a chart that you, in fact, trust?
There isn't a chart, I'll tell you.
Well, I'm going to do something again, which is unprecedented in radio. I'm going to give you sort of half a minute to say whatever you like to the public or to the people who compile the charts. Go ahead, the airtime's yours.
Right. Now, I asked the editor of the New Musical Express. I made a survey on Once in My Life. I phoned the editor. He refused to give me information. But unfortunately for him, the managing director had given me that information when I had Fate with Flowers. Now, I know how their charts are compiled. They have a set that's done by their own accountants. Now I ask you, Ed. Need I say any more? They do it themselves.
Fine. Well, I'd like to ask the listeners of Radio Nordsee just what they think. What are their views on the charts? Do you actually think the charts are fixed? Do you think they're giving a fair picture? We'd like you to send your comments to Dorothy Squires, care of Radio Nordsee, Post Office Box 113-8047 Zurich in Switzerland. And at the same time, I'd like to say to the people who do compile the charts, Radio Nordsee is willing to donate airtime to you to come and face Dorothy Squires or anyone else you care to nominate and answer some of these allegations. And here on Radio Nordsee, we'd like to say many thanks to Dorothy Squires. And let's listen now to the record that's the basis of all this controversy, Till.
Thank you.